Well, hearts, this is our concert of prayer for the month of July. We want to go before the throne of God in intercessory prayer on behalf of the kingdom of God in this nation and the nations of the world.
Lord, I see a world that's dying, wounded by the master of deceit. Groping in the darkness, haunted by the years of past. But then I see you standing near me, shining with compassion in your eyes. Jesus, shine down on me. Let your love shine through me in the night.
Hearts, I want to thank you for joining us in this concert of prayer, because this nation desperately needs prayer. This nation desperately needs prayer. And we, the people of God, the prayer warriors in the kingdom of God, we're the only ones that can stand in the hedge, make up the gap, and bring this nation and the church before the throne of God. We're going to start out by praying, asking God to nullify the spirit of Antichrist in the church for a season. Make no mistake about it, the spirit of Antichrist is extremely active in denomination after denomination. We're watching various denominations change. We're watching them embrace that which is unchristlike. We're asking them to, or we're seeing them, I should say, forsake the standards they held for so long. So we're going to pray, and we're going to ask God to nullify the spirit of Antichrist in the church for a season. Why do I say for a season? It's got to come. Eventually, it is going to happen. The spirit of Antichrist will prevail in that organization, which is really the organism, the body of Christ on earth today. For a season, the Antichrist will prevail, and then Christ will return and nullify that. But right now, we're going to pray, asking God to nullify the spirit of Antichrist in the church for a season. Pray that right now. My Heavenly Father, Father God, we, the people of God, come before your throne collectively and corporately at this time because we want to intercede on behalf of the kingdom of God. And Father, we stand against the kingdom of darkness, and we come before your throne in the holy and mighty and powerful name of your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, we're asking you to nullify the spirit of Antichrist in the church for a season. I have seen in your word that eventually the world will come underneath the authority, the control of the spirit of Antichrist, and the church will be here. From everything I can see in your word, Father, the bride of Christ, the church will be here. But we're asking you, Father, to nullify, if you will, for a season. We're asking you to nullify the spirit of Antichrist in the church for a season. Father, we're watching major denominations compromise. We're watching concessions being made to the enemy. We're watching portions of that which is called the church. And I understand that much of it is not part of the church. It is simply a religious organization. It is not made up of born-again individuals. Individuals purchased by the blood of Christ, adopted into the family of God, become children of God, and become believer priests. So, Father, we understand that, but we understand as well that the satanic agenda is a compromising agenda. And so we're asking you to nullify the spirit of Antichrist in the church for a season. And then, Father, as you will, thy will be done. And we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, our second item. We're going to pray asking God to nullify the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world for a season. Folks, hear me. Watch what's going on in the world today. Look at the compromise that's being made. Look at the world court. Look at the variety of nations and the concessions that's being made. And look at the attack on the church worldwide. Not just here in this nation, worldwide. Why? Because everything I can see in the Word of God, the spirit of Antichrist will prevail for a season. For a season. In the nations of the world, there will be a one world government. And that one world government will be under the authority, the power of the spirit of Antichrist. So, we're going to pray, asking God to nullify the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world for a season. For a season. Asking God to nullify the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world for a season. Let's pray that right now. Father God, Lord, we continue coming before your throne, and you told us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, to pray without ceasing, to pray without ceasing. So, Father God, we continue coming before your throne, and we're asking you to nullify the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world for a season, and start in the church. Start in the church. Father, we understand that compromise in the areas of the Word of God is the language of the devil. And so many have embraced the satanic strategy, even religious organizations. And Father, I realize there's a difference between a religious organization and the church. A religious organization may have people who have a certain moral code, but the church, the bride of Christ, is comprised of those who have been born again, received Christ as their Savior, and become new creations. And so, Father God, we are seeing the spirit of Antichrist moving in the nations of the world, and we're coming before your throne as ambassadors for Christ, as the children of God, as believer priests. We have access to your throne, and we're coming before your throne in the holy, precious, strong, mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're asking you, Father God, to nullify the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world for a season. We know that time's got to come, but not on my watch, not on our watch. So, Father God, hear our prayer. Nullify the spirit of Antichrist in the nations of the world, at least for a season, and we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. All right, prayer warriors. Now we're going to pray asking God to raise up a Christ-honoring, Bible-honoring church leadership in the nations of the world. I am watching leadership in major denominations fold their tent and compromise. So we're going to pray asking God to replace them. We're going to pray asking God to raise up a Christ-honoring, Bible-honoring church leadership in the nations of the world, in every expression of the body of Christ. In every expression of the body of Christ, we want to see Spirit-led, Spirit-anointed, Spirit-filled, Christ-honoring, Word-honoring leadership in the religious organizations, which we refer to as the church many times, but so much as a religious organization that is not a part of the church, but in the church. We're going to pray asking God to raise up a Christ-honoring, Bible-honoring, Christ-honoring leadership in the nations of the world in the church. Let's pray that right now. Heavenly Father, gracious, most high God, we come before your throne continuing in the name of Jesus. Father, we're praying for the kingdom of God. We're praying to advance the kingdom of God in the nations of the world today. So, Father, we're asking you to raise up Christ-honoring, Bible-honoring, church leadership in the nations of the world. Father, in recent months, we have seen compromise. We have seen international, national religious leadership. I say religious leadership because I differentiate between religious leadership and church leadership. Father, so many in positions of religious leadership are themselves the agents of Satan. And they have been placed where they've been placed in order to in some way affect or compromise the kingdom of God and the advancement of the kingdom of God. So Lord, we're asking you, replace them. Replace them, Father God. We are coming before your throne, the Lord God Almighty, our Heavenly Father. And we're asking you, Father God, to raise up a Christ-honoring, Bible-honoring church leadership in the nations of the world. Father, we are watching the nations of the world and much of the religious leadership in the nations of the world fold their tent and step away into the night through their compromise, through embracing that which is not of you. So we want a move of God. We're asking you, raise up a Christ-honoring, Bible-honoring church leadership in each and every nation in the world. And this we ask in Christ Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, please do it, Lord. Please do it. All right, our next item. We're going to pray, asking God to raise up Christ-honoring, Bible-honoring, political leadership in the nations of the world. Not only the church. Folks, do you realize how many agents of Satan are involved in the political leadership of the nations of the world? They are absolutely blind to the truth of God. They have no concept of the holiness of God, what it means to honor God, respect God, trust God, worship God. So, we're going to ask God to raise up Christ-honoring, Bible-honoring, political leadership in the nations of the world. It matters not what party they belong to. It matters what they stand for, what they stand against. Are they born again? Do they know Christ as their Savior? Do they respect and honor the Word of God? So we're going to pray now, asking God to raise up Christ-honoring, Bible-honoring, political leadership in the nations of the world. Let's pray that right now. Father God, we understand this warfare. We understand that. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the putting down of strongholds. And Father, we come before your throne now in the holy, precious, and mighty name of Jesus. And we're asking you in the nations of the world to raise up Christ-honoring, Bible-believing, political leadership in the nations of the world. Father, we understand that every human being on the face of the earth is either a child of God or a child of the devil. And those of us who've been born again, who are now your children, yes, at one time we were children of the devil, but we came to the light. Your Holy Spirit convicted, convinced, illumined, enlightened, and we came to a saving knowledge of you. And now we're children of the Most High God with access to your throne. But we understand, Father, that there are those today who are the children of Satan that can very well in the future become children of God. As you bring the convicting, convincing, illuminating power of the Holy Spirit of God to bear in their lives. So right now, we're asking you, Father God, to raise up Christ-honoring, Bible-honoring, political leadership in the nations of the world, from the highest political office to the lowest political office. And Father, we are realists. We understand that until Christ returns, this is warfare. But we're asking you to raise up a preponderance, a majority of those who are honoring Christ, they honor the Word of God. We're asking you to raise up in this hour, in this day, Christ-honoring, Bible-honoring, political leadership in the nations of the world. And only you can do this. This is a big job, and you're the only one that can do it. And we're asking you to do it in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. All right, folks, our fifth item. We're going to pray asking God to purge the church and religious organizations of unholy religious and spiritual leadership. Folks, we've got those in positions of religious leadership in religious organizations who themselves are not children of God. They are children of the devil. They've been placed where they are, planted where they are by the enemy in order to in some way circumvent the advancement of the kingdom of God. So we're going to pray asking God to purge the church worldwide, purge the church worldwide and religious organizations of unholy religious and spiritual leadership, because we've got some of each and we need this purged. So we're going to go before the throne of God. We're going to ask him to purge the church and the religious organizations of unholy religious and spiritual leadership. Pray that right now. Father God, Father, we continue coming before your throne. And now, Father, we're going to ask you to purge the church and religious organizations of unholy religious and spiritual leadership. Father, we take into consideration that there are those who really truly think they've been born again. They really truly think they've been born again. But they're religious, but not born again. So we're asking you to move in religious organizations, and Father, even some in the church who are not salt, they're not light, they're not holding the position you would have them to positionalize in. We're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit. Purge the church. Purge the church of compromising leadership. Purge the church of that leadership that is not holding true to the word and steadfast in their faith with you. And Father, the religious organizations, there's so many of them. So we're asking you to purge the church and the religious organizations of unholy religious and spiritual leadership. Father, starts at the top. So we're asking you for a move of your Holy Spirit. Purge the church. Purge these religious organizations. And Father, so many in those religious organizations really truly want to be born again. They think they are. They've been deceived. So we're asking you to penetrate the darkness and the deception and purge the church, purge the religious organizations of unholy religious and spiritual leadership. And Father, bring forth a priesthood that will represent you and the kingdom of God as you would have it represented. And then, Father, we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and the thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. All right. Now we come to that time in our consular prayer where we pray for you. I want you the next 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. I want you to go before the throne of God. Understand this, people. We've got a lot of people joining us together in prayer. We're going to be praying for you. Your concern, your burden, your problem, your need. Don't be bashful. Lay that problem before the Lord. Lay that burden before the Lord. Whether it's an emotional, physical, financial, marital, whatever it may be, lay it before the Lord right now. Because in a few minutes, we're going to come together and we're going to pray for you, your concern and your problem. Intercessors. So, starting right now, lay out your problems before the Lord. Tell him what you want him to do. Ask him what you want him to do. But be honest and open with him. Do that even right now. I'll be back in a minute. And we'll pray together with you about your problem. As we go into this time of prayer for you in a moment, you may want to say to the Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. It's okay to pray that. It's okay to say, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. We're going to be praying in a moment. Lay your need out before the Lord. Don't be bashful. Ask the Lord to do what it is you want Him to do. And trust Him to do it. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. You got a burden? You got a problem? We're going to take it to Jesus. We're going to take it to Jesus. Continue praying for a moment. Then I'm going to come along in a moment, and we're going to call this entire radio congregation together to pray for you, your concern, your problem. Tell the Lord what you want Him to do. Ask Him. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. My Father, my God, holy and righteous Heavenly Father, Jesus, Lord Jesus, we come before Your throne on behalf of all of these involved in this concert of prayer. We come before Your throne, Father God, in intercessory prayer. Father, they have stated their need. They have stated their desire. And You know the need. You know the source of the problem. And Father God, in the holy and precious name of Jesus, I come before Your throne, and I'm asking You for a move of Your Holy Spirit. I'm asking You to touch that infirm body, whatever that problem may be. I'm asking You, for by Your stripes we're healed. Let faith arise, Heavenly Father. Let faith arise. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke and resist each and every work of the enemy coming against the people of God. We agree together that we stand against every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of affliction. We stand against that unclean demonic power, and we break your power in the name of Jesus. We speak in the name of Jesus, failure on you, and we speak release, healing, comfort, and peace to these who are the children of God that you're afflicting. These are purchased possessions of the Lord Jesus Christ, purchased by the blood of Christ. And Satan, you're a trespasser. You're a trespasser. And we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you. And now, Father God, we ask you to hear our prayer. Hear the prayers of all of these who have presented their need to you. And do what only you can do, Father. Do what the medical technology cannot do. Do what doctors can't do. But you can do it. Because you have to bless the protocol. If you don't bless the protocol, it will be of no value. So Jesus, we're simply asking you to do what only you can do. Bring relief, comfort, peace, healing in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. Amen. And all of God's people said, amen. Well, thanks for being a part of our concert of prayer. Till we get a chance to do this again, be ever so blessed.